In talking about Tikkun Amidos, we can think about the pasuk appears in Mishlei in Perek Chav Ches, pasuk Yudalid, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid, Umakshe Libo Yipol Bera. So what does it mean, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid? So obviously it doesn't mean some kind of neurosis, some kind of nervim, as they'd say in Yiddish. So Rashi says it's mefachi tamid doeg me'onesh, and therefore you stay away from averus. Ibn Ezra says mefachi tamid min Hashem v'lo yifshas. You have a pachad of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if you look at the Metzudah says mefachi tamid mehadavar hamafchid v'nishmar mimenu. So there's a sense that there's something that concerns you, that scares you, and you stay away from it. So it's like a caution tape, for example. You know, when they put up a barrier around a precipice, so you're going hiking on a cliff somewhere, or you're driving, and then there's a steep edge at the side of the road, so they put up a barrier. They put up caution tape. They want to warn you that you have to be careful. You have to have pachad. You have to have concern for something that's mafkid, from falling down. So I wonder if, in the context of Tikkun Amidos, there is a pachad, there is a concern that we need to navigate, that on the one hand, we have to build resilience, and that a person is built in. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the gift of being resilient. And that's why perhaps Darshanim say on the Mishnah in Negoim that a Kohen sees a lot of Negoim, chutz minigei atzmo. So a person doesn't see their own shortcomings. So why is it that the Ribbono Shel Olam made it hardwired that we don't see our own shortcomings? So I wonder if it's because he wants us to have built-in resilience. And if we were constantly facing the shortcomings that we have all the time, we would be hopeless. We would be completely despondent. So we don't see nige atzmo. But on the other hand, if a person doesn't have a pachad, isn't nishmar, isn't careful about the potential pitfalls and the negun that a person does have, so maksha libo yipol bara. If a person has so much resilience that it leads to overconfidence, so then that's a problem. So perhaps the pachad, the fear, or the concern, the caution, there needs to be a zahiris of this balance. I think about it for myself, that on the one hand, I'm not even a somebody to say that I'm a nobody. You know, that's that old vort, that somebody wrote a letter and they signed it, Hakatan Ploni Almoni. And someone came over to them and said, who said you have the right to sign Hakatan? Who do you think you are that you sign Hakatan? So I think about myself. You know, we talk about these Tikkun Amidos, 5 minutes for Midas. I'm nobody to talk about Tikkun Amidos. I need Tikkun Amidos more than everybody else combined. But on the other hand, if you're always focusing on V'anochi Afar Ve'efra, Mamish Nothing, so then it's going to be difficult to build forward, and you're going to miss out on the confidence that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to have. So that's perhaps why we can take heart to Asher Adam Mefachei Tamid. We should be cautious. We should be mindful of the fact that there is a pitfall in either direction. There's the pitfall in overconfidence and not focusing on where we need to improve. But there's also the pitfall in the opposite direction of being overwhelmed by the amount of needs that we have spiritually to fill, the amount of fixing that we need to do for ourselves, for our neshamas, for ourselves, so that we have to be mefachei tamid, we have to be cautious on both of those cheshbonos. And hopefully, b'siyata d'shmaya, when we navigate that in the right way, we will at once be concerned to make sure, adequately concerned to address the negayim that we have in our nefesh, but at the same time, not paralyzed by those negaim, having confidence that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to succeed, and this zehirus will propel us to further growth.